Hey, my name is Valentin. I'm an addict.
Hey, Valentin.
Thank you so much for sharing in that way. And thanks for your service and all the people who made this possible, this beautiful, beautiful thing. I want to say hi to my family from Madrid. supporting me in that way, and my friends from Italy, and okay. Well, I started my recovery process in Bolivia. I'm living in Spain now. When I started, I think my first year being clean, I thought that my life was end, and I was imagining my days working in a fast food truck because I thought I waste my time and I waste my whole life. Thanks for this program. It doesn't happen. And I started to work and started to study because I started to be a part of my group as a server. I learned how to be a responsible person thanks to service, and after discovered that I'm able to face those responsibilities, I decided to study and I end the university. So I decided to study again. I study music production, which is a gift for me. It's my dream. From a food truck and then working in studios, and then I fell in love with cinema, because my university career, cinema, series, TV shows, animation also, and I felt stronger enough to try a new country. Why not? So I moved to Spain to study electronic music production. I want to share something before to continue, because we are free to concept our high power, you know, as we understand. And mine is the moon, because it's woman, and because I can and I want to. And this is a gift from the program, I guess. Well, so I learned to practice spiritual principles, trying to do right things for the right reasons. And I think I say that because not always I know what's my high power will, you know, for me. But the only way to know is trying to practice spiritual principles, you know. For me, high power is love, and the language of love are spiritual principles. And so that's the way I'm here, and I'm working, and I love my job, and people pay me for doing what I love. And this is a gift. This is another gift, you know? Well, I want to share my situation, my current situation. I decided not to work for a couple of months, because to study for my driver license, because this is another dream for me, at least drive in a legal way. And so I had savings to not work and just focusing to study. But there is a help in Spain, I think in the whole Europe, called an employment benefit. I don't know the name in here, but so I applied for have it. To and I'm waiting for this answer. I asked for this benefit in the unemployment office, and I'm waiting for this letter, checking my mailbox twice a day sometimes. and those months are my study months, doing service, but I felt like I'm not studying. I couldn't focus on my driver license test because I'm thinking of my letter. What's my what happened with my letter? You know, I'm trying to do my service in my home group, thinking of my letter, you know. So people from ECNA contact me to asking me, hey, could you share about third step? Then I realized that I was trying to control, you know, what happened in this office. Calling for this office, asking what happened, and I said to my sponsor, they asked me to share about third step, but I'm not applying. I'm doing anything except trusting, you know. And his answer. His answer changed my perspective, but let me tell you something before. I started to have many coffees with many partners, asking them, "Hey, how is your third step?" You know, and they shared me their experience, but I was looking for an answer, you know, for this phrase that brings me hope. It never happened because after every coffee, I thought, okay, but I haven't my letter anyway, you know. but Sponsi told me, I don't know, Valentin, how about doing the right things for the right reasons. In that moment, they say, yeah, of course, yeah, but I don't have my letter anyway. My sponsor says, I know that you don't feel in this third step mood, but sometimes or many times you can live in a spiritual way without being conscious of that you are living, you know, in that in a spiritual way. I have trying to studying. I have trying to do my service, talking with my sponsor, talking with my sponsors, and those are the right things, you know. And the reason that I decided not to work is because it's an investment for me, you know. Well, I decided to contact this office anyway to ask what happened with my letter. And the answer was, okay, you don't have the answer and your answer is gonna be too late. We don't know when. And it's because you have been working under the artist system. There is a regular system or general system and the artist system, which is better. It's, you know. And I was listening to that person, but what I'm really was listening was you are working in things that you love, you know. To be an artist was my decision, you know. Of course, there is nothing for free. There are consequences. But now I'm happy to face these consequences because it was my decision, you know. And it was the gift, you know. The gift is I'm working in things that I love. Well, the things that my I have two reflections of this. The first one is the only way to do my high power will is through spiritual principles, and then I never know and. I don't know, or I will never know, when exactly the miracle happened. The miracle happened when I went to my first meeting, when I started to do service, when I study in my university, you know, or when I started to work, and the miracle is not a success. I think the miracle are many facts that construct this miracle, you know. Now I know me being here is another miracle, you know. I don't know when exactly start this miracle. Maybe when I went to the airport, maybe when I buy the ticket, you know. Or maybe when I went to my first meeting, you know, I don't know. I don't know if now is a miracle happening, and I'm not conscious of that, you know. And so my high power works in a timeless way, you know. The time for my high power is not linear, you know what I mean? So to understand my the miracle or when I am, I have to jump you know, back in time to understand, you know, many facts to bring me here. So the last miracle, I guess, is then I'm beginning to believe again. And I know this process is gonna restart again with other thing. This time is my employee benefit, but last month was another thing, and the next year is gonna be another thing. You know, this is gonna restart on and on and on and on. But for a time, my faith was a little bit, I think, blind. You know, I wasn't know what's next. You know, but now those faith is turning an experience. You know, I don't know what's next, but I know better is coming. Better times is coming. You know, and this is not blind faith, you know. I know this is going to happen. So still, I don't have my letter. my situation is the same thing, but what did change are my perspective about it, and it's thanks to you. So thanks for your silence.